Aí eu vou falar com o Ingramic. I need your first and last time. I'm trying to prevent this, but I didn't show up, so. This unit, so please give it up for Wayne Jones.
I like the intro, by the way. The other guys didn't show up. Hey, Wayne. So my name is Wayne. Thanks, Josh, for doing this, and thanks everyone for coming. I used to be about 7 years ago like a nervous wreck. The butterflies on the inside all the time, 24/7. Didn't really matter. I had that for years, and it didn't matter if I was like eating a meal or lying down or having sex with Scarlett Johansson. Didn't really matter what I was doing. I had butterflies all the time. But then I went to therapy, and I had two psychiatrists working on my head, and I called one the head expander, and the other one the drug dealer. And they both did a pretty good job. I ended up with a pretty sweet life where I used to sort of fake being calm before, and now what I used to fake, I actually feel like. So that's a really cool thing. Except for the fact that my window blew out last night during the storm, but apart from that, everything is going great. So what it does for me is that it really changed my personality. So I used to be like a real people pleaser, and now I feel like I have a car inside me up to a 400 horsepower. So you have to be careful. That thing is good on the like when you're going on to Trans-Canada and stuff like that. But you have to watch your foot on the pedal because you can go a little too far and take it a little too far and you get into trouble. I'll give you an example. I was standing outside of, or going into the Shoppers over on La Marchand to see my drug dealer, my new one, my legal one. And there's this guy coming from a car. He was like totally ranting. He was angry about something, just saying all kinds of bullshit. And I just sort of looked up and looked in his direction just as you would kind of thing. And he looked at me and said, "What are you looking at?" And so what a normal person would have done, I think, is just look down at your shoes, just hope that he goes in, doesn't make any more trouble. But like about in a quarter of a second out of me, suddenly the foot went down too far on the pedal. I said, "Go fuck yourself," to the guy. Fortunately, it turned out he was more peaceful than he sounded. He just went by. But it's going to get me into trouble because what's going to happen is that I'm going to say something at some point to some violent skeet on meth with a knife out at the Harvey's or the Tim Hortons on Harvey Road, and he's going to really do something to me. So the next day, the headline will be: aspiring elderly comedian succumbs to knife wound in neck, kind of thing. So I had to be careful. So I was saying about Scarlett Johansson, believe it or not, I was exaggerating. I've never had sex with Scarlett Johansson. But I haven't had sex for a few months. But you would expect my dreams would be sexually related, but they're not. All of my dreams recently all have to do with Donald Trump dying. So I'll just go through a few of them. One of them is I don't know how he kind of survives anyway, but the one that I really dream of is the chicken wing one, where he has a scoff at KFC, he gets on the toilet, and then he starts rage, whatever his fucking social site has caused, sending messages after message after message. And I've got to think at some time, while he's scoffing down the KFC, like, a wing is going to go down the wrong way. And so what I picture in the dream, what happens in the dream, I see a wing does go down the wrong way, and he's staggering around the room. Melania's not around. I'm not even sure she's alive anymore. And so he's staggering around the room, bumping into furniture, knocking over portraits and that kind of thing. And I know from experience that a guy like that, you got to be Heimlich maneuvered pretty quickly, because it sounds innocent, but if you got a chicken wing in your throat, you better get that out of there or you're going to suffocate. So he's staggering around and his face is getting redder and redder, and then I wake up and I'm a little bit exhilarated. I'm a little bit nervous. I'm a little sweaty. I do what I do the first thing every morning. I look over at my phone. I check the news. And of course, what happens every day so far anyway, the fucker is still alive. Thanks very much. That's my time.
Come on for a wave, everyone!